that's why I love working with you guys, because you're not an individualistic company.
Yeah.
Everyone should be on the same page, whether it's the decor person, the host, the videographer, or the photographer. It was all supposed to make that day for the couples.
And that's the kind of mentality that makes you an asset on a wedding day. Not everyone thinks like that, and everyone should, because it is all of us vendors, including the couple, we're all working together to create an experience that everyone's going to enjoy.
Path to Business, the podcast. We are your hosts, Luke and Bethany Barrett. We're a husband and wife team building a legacy with our three children that we're so damn proud of. Full-time wedding photographer and videographer operating a thriving six-figure business.
We share all our best strategies from the lessons that we've learned along the way.
Featuring other amazing businesses so you can genuinely get inspired.
This is your Path to Business.
Welcome back. Today we have one of our second shooters joining us in the studio today. His name is Hersey, not Hershey, who a lot of people call you Hershey.
And still do.
And probably still will. He's joining us today. We're going to get to dive deep into the world of you and get an idea of what it's like working with us from your perspective. So don't hold back. Maybe a little bit.
A little bit? No promises.
Don't hold back, but we really want to sort of dive deep into, you know, how you got to where you are today, but also some behind the scenes of what it's like working with us.
Yeah, just be honest.
Getting all the tea today, guys.
All the tea.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're so young.
You're going to spill it.
Yeah.
Spill it everywhere. All. So, Hersey, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you did before you got into wedding photo and video, because you do both, which is also one of the main reasons that we really like working with you, is because you're able to do both. But yeah, tell us what you did before you got into photo and video.
Yeah, so before I started, I did a lot of healthcare work. So I graduated from Carleton with a business degree. And then when I graduated, didn't really know what I wanted to do. Luckily, I got into the healthcare field, was there for a couple years, but I knew I wasn't going to be there forever. And then I did private and public. And then I slowly was starting to build my resume through video and photo. And then once I was ready, I was like, all right, I'm out of here.
So you started doing photo video on the side while you were still working at the same time?
Exactly. So I did a lot of video first. That's what I started off with. I wanted to be a YouTuber at the beginning. I'm not going to lie. I see all those when daily vlogging was a thing. That's when I was like, okay, this is something I could do. I'd spend a lot of time, like, when I was eating breakfast, I'd watch daily vlogs. When I'd come home from work or school, I'd watch daily vlogs. And I wanted to be that person in camera, but I didn't have the skill set. I didn't have the tools. I didn't have the knowledge, so I had to learn somehow. So I just was recording myself with my phone. That's how I started and then ended up here.
And where can I find these early recordings? Yeah. Do you have a YouTube channel that has those currently?
It's still on there. Okay. Like, I still have my YouTube channel up, and it's going to be on my Instagram if you scroll all the way down. I choose not to delete them because it's a memory for me.
Yeah, it's your history.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a way for me to remind myself, okay, this is where I was before. This is where I am now. So.
Oh, that's awesome. I went through a phase of doing that too, of watching all these people vlog, and that's how I learned about a lot of the cameras.
I mean, we graduated from, we'd say, the school of YouTube because we are self-taught, right? So I'm assuming you are as well.
Exactly. I studied accounting while I was at Carleton. I was like six classes left and I decided, all right, I'm done. And I learned through YouTube my entire career. Okay. So I appreciate the school of YouTube. I owe you one. That's why I have a monthly subscription. Not only to remove the ads, but for, yeah.
Just to give back to
exactly.
YouTube, right?
That's what I tell myself.
They need more money.
Yeah, they need so much money. So how long then would you say you've been doing this full time? Because you said you worked in the healthcare world for a while. So when did you kind of go full time into photo video? Did you just do weddings or did you kind of do all kinds of stuff? Like, how did you get into, you know, where you are now?
I started off with doing a lot of free stuff, whether family, friends, if I'm going to like an event, something that is going on with my school at Carleton, that's what I started off with. A lot of gigs I just basically filmed for free just to get the knowledge and experience. And then once that's done, I went off to friends and then I went off to people within my circle.
What type of stuff were you doing at Carleton? Is it like sports? Videos.
Or I did like, literally everything.
Yeah.
I did protests. I did sports. I did interviews. I did promotional videos, I did headshots. Any chance that I got, I basically took in. So I wasn't really particular at the beginning. Any shot that someone would give me, because I didn't have a platform, I didn't have a resume or portfolio to build off of, I just took in. Someone's like, hey, I need a videographer for a music video. Are you able to come by this weekend? I'm not working? Sure, I'll come along. So that's how I built myself up.
How did you get into weddings? Because talked about like music videos, working at Carlton, but like, tell me, how did you get like your first wedding?
Oh, I was a nervous wreck. I was sweating the day before, the day of.
So someone just hired you randomly? Like, how did you get it? How did you get your first wedding, or how did you start your first wedding?
My first wedding, it was either, the first and second is a little bit of a blur. It's either it was a close family member or it was a close friend.
Okay.
I forget which one was like the first one, but I remember like I only had one camera, one lens. I didn't even know how to use the gimbal that I purchased. I purchased the gimbal a week before. I couldn't figure out how to do it. It's one of those steady cams.
Okay, yeah.
Those glide cams. So it's not motorized, it's all manual. Didn't know how to do it. Came all the way to Canada for my friend to teach me. The day of the wedding, still didn't know how to use it. I was going handheld. To me, it was a complete mess, but the client was satisfied. Luckily, because I had someone else there. So I got hired by someone else just for me to kind of like tag along as an assistant. And I was able to get through the wedding. And it was a small venue, which was great. It wasn't like the Shaw Center or anything. And then the second one was obviously family. So the expectation was a little bit lower. And I felt comfortable being in an environment with people that I knew and were familiar with. So that was still nerve-wracking. Even today, I still get a little nervous each wedding, but the confidence is way more than when I first started.
Yeah, I remember my first wedding as well, when Bethany actually sold us to shoot a wedding. So I wasn't even doing it for free. I was doing it to get paid. And I was like, okay, I better not screw this up.
Well, technically, we did do a couple for free before that, though.
We did?
Yeah. Yeah, because I was like, we need to warm this guy up because, you know, we can't. Like, he'd been to weddings. He second shot for me, but did photo for a couple of weddings. But he'd never done video. And I had already got him a gig that somebody paid us for. What I ended up doing is getting a couple of clients who had booked us just for photo. I said, we'll do video for free. You know, you lose a second shooter, but like, you'll get video.
I just remember trying to learn how to manually focus because my camera didn't autofocus. So I had to, like, as they're walking down the aisle, I had to slowly turn the focus wheel so that they were still in focus. Oh my God. So stressful.
Is that how you first got into video, through weddings?
Yeah.
Holy. Yeah, I could not. My nerves would not be able to allow me to do that. I see weddings as like one of the biggest things. And for me to do it as my first shoot, you have a lot of nerves.
Yeah, well, I didn't do any interviews. Again, I just went on YouTube and just went like, how to shoot weddings. And that's when you run into like full-time filmmaker and
I still have that course.
Yeah, that was actually a really nice course. So shout out to Full-Time Filmmaker, sponsor us.
I look at that content now for inspiration and stuff. Destination weddings is the next goal.
Yeah,
it's your next goal. You want to get into that?
Oh, 100%.
Oh.
And are you the type of person that would just trade, like they would pay for your trip and that would be enough for you to go and shoot it?
Or? Well, you have to at first.
Yeah.
Especially if you're new to the industry, that was something I would definitely be on board of. Okay. Hey, pay for my flights and hotel, I'm there. And then once you get the experience, obviously you get a portfolio, people are willing to compensate, not only for your time, but accommodation as well.
Yeah, that's fun. I've always been a little bit worried about how much gear do you bring, especially when you do video down south.
Oh my God.
Right? How many cameras, tripods, gimbal, drone? You can't bring that massive black bag.
He would try.
It's tough. Yeah. Like when I've traveled a few times overseas videography, but I had to put everything in like a compact like school bag. Yeah. So I couldn't bring, there was no way I could bring my lights. I brought my gimbal and maybe two bodies and a few lenses and a drone, but that was it. I haven't learned that aspect of the wedding industry yet, but soon to come.
What do you like most about shooting weddings?
It's fun. It's super fun. I feel like I'm a VIP guest when I'm there. I get treated very well. Food, free food, that's always a plus.
Free food, yes.
100%.
This is why these two get along.
I love the food at weddings.
But yeah. You don't eat it.
Hey, I eat it when I get home.
So you know what we're talking about. Hersey always brings a container. And I'll never forget, we're at this beautiful wedding, and he pulls out this Tupperware container. And I'm like, what are you doing? And he's just like scraping his plate into this Tupperware container. And then I wasn't quite finished. He's like, I'll take that too. And he just scrapes it off and then puts his dessert. I'm like, he's like, am I going to put it on top? He goes, no. I'll put a napkin. I was like, oh my gosh. What
have we done? By the way, guys, I get fed at home, just to let you know.
Are you sure?
I do. But it's just something where I like to just focus solely on the wedding day. And for me, even that 15-minute window where they allow us to eat, the other vendors to eat, I could be missing something. And I see that sometimes where the couple is going around the table and they're basically interacting with like close family members. I'd rather capture that. Me not eating for a couple hours or an 8-hour day, that's fine. I can eat, but I can't recreate that wedding day. So that's why I'd rather just put everything to the side in the film.
The only non-negotiable is the gum.
Yeah.
Gotta be chewing on a piece of gum.
How many packs do you go through on a day? I'm just curious.
I don't go through much.
I tax you and make you give me a piece of gum, but.
That's one of the few things I don't like about working with Greyloft. They always tax me. Not only the government, the federal government, the provincial government, but also Greyloft Studios. They'll tax me with gum, but yeah. It's a part of the job.
Yeah, true.
I think we've supplemented you, have we not?
Yeah, I mean, I always make sure I have some in case.
You have.
I have seen you without gum and it's not pretty.
Yeah. Holy.
Yeah, you're not happy.
I feel like an addict sometimes whenever I don't have it, but it's like bringing a camera to a wedding. It's a must have.
Yeah.
I'll bring like two or three packs just in case like one of the guests steal it or I lose it somewhere or I forget it at home. I'll always have it.
Or in our car, yeah.
I know, right? But you guys have came clutch. I remember taking one of your packs home one day.
Yeah, I have a few more I can give you.
Really?
Yeah. I bought like a Costco like 20 pack of gums.
That's how they convinced me to come here, by the way.
Gum.
For weddings, regardless of the amount of experience that I've had over the years, I've somehow always forgot something. And it's just kind of why I like working with you guys is because you're always ready. And you always have, whenever I'm lacking in one aspect, you guys are able to be there to compensate that. So kudos to you guys.
Thank you.
Well, it's Luke. Luke does all the packing. I guess we should probably say that because Luke is the packer. I do not like doing that, so that is his responsibility.
I don't like doing it.
Photographers.
I know, right?
It's because I'm a photographer, yeah. Because I don't need to pack, you know?
I remember when I used to do, like, wedding photography, I'd just bring, like, my bag, like, my school bag, and just have everything there. Video?
Oh, we know. Trust me, we know. I know. There is so much more gear when it comes to video. It's kind of insane, and I don't think people realize just how much equipment that there needs to be. And even like in our case, like you said, like what if you forget like this time, sometimes it's like a tiny little wire that we need, we just can't find it, or we thought we had it, it's not where we thought it was. Those are the types of things that can just really throw people. And so it is really nice that we've been able to sort of help each other out when it comes to that stuff. And only other videographers will totally understand what we're talking about when we say this. But I want to know what you think about working with us, because I think that is really the reason that you're here, is we want to kind of get an inside scoop from you as honestly and nicely as you can.
It's been a long time coming. I met you guys, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
And it was through in a random occurrence where I came on, I remember it was Orchard View.
Yeah, that
was
the first. I remember that.
First day I met you guys. And then you guys told me, hey, come along for like an hour, film whatever you want. It was very like freestyle. I remember Luke told me, hey, grab some details. But there was little direction because he wanted to see what I could do. And then I remember I had headphones on and I was just filming like the detail of like outside, inside. And I was only, was I there for an hour? How long was I there for?
If, like maybe a couple hours.
Yeah, like 3 hours maybe.
It felt short.
It was, yeah.
But I was there for a short time and then the rest was history. But I love working with you guys. Trust me, I love working with you guys. And the reason why is A, the consistency. When I go to a Grey Loft wedding, I'm going with Luke or I'm going with Bethany. Or I'm going with both. And if I'm not, then the client is aware of that. I've worked with maybe 6 or 7 companies in the past, and that doesn't include individual videographers or photographers. And there's a lot of things that you guys do that I wish they would implement.
Like what?
The consistency. Like there's, like for example, the client sometimes doesn't even know that I'm gonna be there. They've never met me, they haven't spoke to me on the phone. It's only an HR person that speaks with them. And it's a little disheartening because I have to build up. A wedding day can be very stressful for a couple.
Yeah.
And for me, if I know them prior, it's a lot easier for them to be comfortable on camera. And that's what I wish would happen. Another thing is confidence. You guys know what you want. It's the same thing every time. And the expectation is there with you and with the client. So the expectation, that was the biggest thing. I remember I went to a wedding last year and I worked for a different company and I was miking up the groom for the ceremony. And I've done this 100 times and the groom said, oh, why is this mic on me? And I said, I needed it for audio. Was this not spoken to previously? And that's something I've never experienced. Because when you're doing the vows, either the groom and the bride are mic'd up or at least the groom, because they don't have a wireless mic in the church or the ceremony that was taking place. And we had the conversation. Obviously, I was able to convince him for the mic, told him it would probably be the best decision he made today other than showing up. But having that conversation shouldn't be necessary before he walks down the aisle, right? It should have been spoken about previously. And because that wasn't relayed to him, became a little bit of an awkward situation at his wedding. So, but when I'm working with you guys, whenever I'm miking up a groom, they know what's up. Whenever I'm doing this certain lighting situation, they know what's up. And there's no convincing or conversation going back and forth. Everyone is on the same page. That's why I like working with you guys.
Yeah, we do a lot of prep work with our couples. And I think, well, you know, because we also do the prep work with you. And I feel like that really comes in handy just for that reason alone. They're not second guessing what we're trying to do. They're not questioning. And I mean, it's not that they're not allowed. It's just that they don't need to. Like you said, they're already prepped and they already know what is coming. And all you can do is focus on what you need to do and be as creative as possible, right? And like, I think that that's what we want. And I think I'm glad that you noticed that, because I think it's important that, you know, people don't realize what that can feel like on a wedding day. Like, why, like you said, why should he be worried about, you know, talking to me right before he's about to get married about a microphone? Like, why is he worried about that right now? You know, like he should just be like, even, I mean, we've had it where the groom's having a full on conversation with someone. We just literally walk up to them and we just put the mic on. We don't even need to say anything, right? Because they just trust and know that we know what we're doing.
And the biggest thing is you guys are on the same page. Vendors, you'd be surprised. I've done a lot of like video work where I haven't met the photographer until that day, or I've done photography work and I've never met the videographer until that day. And the two mindsets of how they want the wedding to be filmed is completely different. And it's infuriating, not just for me, but because it's gonna be a lot more work in the editing process to make sure that the client is satisfied with the product. You'd be surprised. First dance is going on. Everyone should be on one side, right?
Yeah.
For the first dance, so there's no vendors in the back. You see the videographer right under the couple because they want to get that nice low shot with the light in the back. And I'm just like, there's no way, right? Or the photographer during the ceremony where the priest relay to us, hey, do not go behind this section. They're right behind it because they want to get a nice wide shot of everyone in the hall. Well, the vows are going on and I'm recording in the corner and the photographer is right there in front of the side camera in the way. These conversations, these things don't happen with Grey Loft with you guys, because you know, hey, everyone has to be in this place. Don't go in front of the camera. You guys compliment each other. If I'm a videographer, sometimes the photographer doesn't care about my shot. They just care about their shot, which is a little irritating, but it comes with the business, right? That's why you gotta have multi-cams. 1, 2, 3.
How often would you say that our team gets in front of your camera, we avoid stepping in each other's cameras. I actually go around you, which I'm sure you don't get all of the time.
Yeah, I rarely get it. And I don't take it personally because I realize it's a part of the job. But also,
but it shouldn't be. I don't like it because I think that that's not fair. And I think that's another big reason is that we work so well as a team because we all understand what our roles are and what's important, right? Like I can go and help you do something, even though I'm a photographer, I can come and help you do something. And same vice versa. You can come and help me do something if I need help, right? Because we can just kind of interchange there.
And that's why I love working with you guys, because you're not an individualistic company. And what I mean by that is when I go to a wedding and I'm shooting photos, I'll always ask the videographer, hey, you got the mics that you need? Did you forget anything? Hey, do you have the light set up that you need to? Do you need me to check the tripod in the middle of the ceremony? Just because we're supposed to work there for the couple. Yeah. Everyone should be on the same page, whether it's the decor person, the host, the videographer, or the photographer. So because we're all supposed to make that day for the couple. So.
And that's the kind of mentality that makes you an asset on a wedding day. Not everyone thinks like that, and everyone should, because it is all of us vendors, including the couple, we're all working together to create an experience that everyone's going to enjoy. Because you can tell at the end of a wedding day sometimes, you can be like, oh man, so many things could have gone better if this was, you know, done differently. So
exactly.
I want to know though, one of the questions that I have, what are some of your favorite memories, whether it be weddings or I don't know. Do you have any like moments or weddings that you, I know I'm putting you on the spot, but.
No, that's cool.
Is there any kind of your like fondest memories of things that happened or funny things?
The best weddings that I love is when I'm closest with the couple. They've never seen me until that day. Well, sometimes we have interact over the phone and stuff, but when I go on the wedding day, Hannah and Brayden, that was a big one because when I was with the boys, it was very fun. I loved working with that couple and I just felt like a guest at the end of the night. And that's something that I really, really enjoyed. Yeah, that was probably a big one. I was anticipating when he was editing their video. I'm like, hey, did you finish Hannah and Brayden's highlight video? I wanna see it. So that was, those are the types of weddings that I like. When I'm able to immerse myself from a vendor to a guest by the end of the night. And I'm still learning that from you guys. I still need to learn how to be more fun on the dance floor because that's a unique thing that I see in your highlights compared to others. You guys are literally on the dance floor with the couple and you guys have the camera in their face and everything is chill. It's as if one of their friends have their cell phone out. Yeah. That's what it feels like. Sometimes you guys sneak yourselves in there too, which is always hilarious.
We like to do that.
Do a little cameo.
Yeah.
Bethany and
like for like the longest time, you would hear my laugh or like my voice in every single highlight film that we did. Sometimes now it's like Luke, or it'll show like, you know, me or Luke on the dance floor or something like that. Like there's always like a little snippet of us, or for the most part. Honestly, I feel like I do a really good job to not get in the cameras as much as I possibly can.
Hey, you can.
Good job.
You can be in front of the camera if you want.
Was there any other weddings that you really had a good time with, or maybe that you remember?
Oh, Nico and Gabby, probably the best one that year, and it was very spontaneous too. I wasn't supposed to do video that day. I remember Bethany called me, "Hey, I might need you to complete video for this day. We're trying to figure it out," and she knows me. I'm a last minute person anyway, so when she gave me like a week's notice, I was like, "A week? That's more than enough." Because I remember for a wedding, I got a call like the day of. And that was from you.
Yeah.
Like one of their photographers had bailed on the wedding. And then Bethany's like, are you available?
It was Luke's birthday. So I was like, I can't go. Yeah. And I called you and you went.
Luckily, everything was charged. That was the biggest thing. Everything was already ready since I had a shoot, I think, the next day. And then I went. But Nico and Gabby's, it was very fun because it was very fast paced. That was the biggest thing. Like we had to go to both the groomsmen and the bridesmaids, and it was just me and you. Usually we're with four. Yeah. There's four of us in total. Yeah. But because there was only two of us, we had to make sure that everything was on point, and they had a lot going on in that wedding. And I'm really glad I saved that teaser. The music was right, the visuals, everything turned out beautifully for that wedding. And I'm glad I was a part of that one. Even the after party behind the scenes, I was like, I didn't record him taking his shirt off.
No, I did. Yeah.
And then when I saw that, I was like, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
So that was another one that I really enjoyed. Yeah. Even though that I've enjoyed pretty much every single one that I've done, those are the two that stand out the most over the past couple of years.
Yeah, I think another one that I remember you had a really good time with was Ashley and Nick at Belvedere. Because he's just so funny, right? Like, just so funny. And then the last one that we did together in November with Jacob and Rochelle, I don't remember hearing you laugh quite as much as that wedding. Like, I remember you coming out to me and going, where did you find these people? And I was like, I don't know, they found me, but they're amazing and I love them. And yeah, we laughed so much on that.
It just speaks to like the quality of clients that we find, right? The people that we attract with our brand. And I think that that's really important as to like what makes the day fun is they have to be on board, they have to trust us, and they just have to have fun with us.
Yeah, and but I mean, you notice such a big difference. Like, I laugh because as much as like, say, Rochelle and Jacob, like, it was just so party vibe, so like epic, fun, like it was just constant like laughter, right? They were very organized too. Like, you know, like everything was, they were prepped, they were ready, like everything was organized, but we did it in the most fun way possible. And I think that was where it was like, anyways, just so many laughs. Like, my face hurt from that wedding.
I'm just remembering the speech. I don't know if you guys noticed a side joke about me during the speech.
Yes.
And when that happened, oh my God, I couldn't breathe. That
because you kept calling the dad Mike,
Marshall,
and his name was Marcel. And they kept, and then they, anyways, I don't know, but they ended up putting it in his speech.
I was so tempted to yell out Marshall in the middle of the speech, but I'm like, hey,
stay. But that was just the vibe of it, right?
Yeah.
Like, to give you in a perspective, if you don't know what wedding we're talking about, the mom literally iced the couple in their wedding cake, you know, like that was the vibe of this wedding. And yeah, we were laughing a lot. So yeah, it was a good day.
Well, good for you guys. Okay.
Oh yeah, he wasn't there.
I know.
I feel bad.
That's okay.
Next thing that we wanted to talk about is maybe some of the things maybe that you don't like about working with us. If there anything that you've found that you're like is difficult or that you've struggled with?
No. Probably the biggest thing that I've seen with other companies that you guys tend to not do is that you give me feedback, which is what I really like. Even I prefer live feedback, and a lot of people don't do that, and I try to encourage you guys to do that more. Especially Luke, I'm like, hey, do you want this, this? Do you like this? He's like, oh, that's fine. Or I'd get a text after, oh, you did good. And that's good. I remember at the beginning, you used to give me a lot more feedback just because I was new and I was trying to learn the style. But I always like to learn more. Like, hey, you should do this. You shouldn't do that.
I always give you feedback.
Yeah, you don't hesitate. 100%. You bring out the whip.
I do. I was like, Hersey, what is this? Go wide. Hersey, wider.
It's because for me, I prefer that because I still consider myself new to the game. Even though that I've been doing weddings for about 3 years now, compared to other people, I see myself in that 10-year mark where I want to be. But I will never get there if people are not honest with me. Mm-hmm. Which is why I like when you guys tell me, hey, you should do this, you shouldn't do that. You point things out in real time at that moment, which is always good. So it's hard to find things that I don't like working with you guys because you solve the problems of all the other people that I've worked with.
I mean, more feedback. We could definitely do some more of that.
We can do some more feedback. Yeah. But are we ready?
Yeah. I'll be ready.
Since working with us, is there things that you've picked up on or things that you've learned or do differently that maybe you didn't do before working with us that now... It's kind of a standard for you?
Yes. One of the biggest thing is obviously attention to detail. One thing that I learned from you guys is, especially when you're doing photo shoots, nothing in the pockets, nothing in the hands. And I noticed that especially a lot of my shoots, not just in weddings, but even when I do event photos, I'll tell people, hey, put the drink to the side, put your phone to the side, make sure there's nothing in your pockets. It's the little things that I see that slowly build up that matter. that I didn't really focus on before. I thought as long as the person isn't blinking, that's all that really matters. Yeah. But making sure that they're in the right spot, there's a nice background, good lighting, that's what I noticed a lot more in my shoots. Not just for photography, but videography as well. Attention to detail. Another one is also setting boundaries. Whenever I'm interacting with a couple, even though, let's say I tell them, hey, the contract is 8 hours, 12 to 8, and they're about to do an entrance at 8. Like everything went wrong, everything's delayed during the day, and they're about to do the entrance. I will never go up to that couple, even still now, a little bit, when I'm not working with you guys, where I'll say, oh, I gotta go. Or I'll try to negotiate with them. I'll always stay and worry about that afterwards. So I'm kind of putting myself down a little bit, not only just with finances, but also my self-respect, just to satisfy other people. Yeah. And I'm slowly trying to work on that, because if I don't respect myself, then who will? Yeah. Right? You have to worry about yourself at the end of the day. Like when I see you guys, everything goes to plan. When I see you guys leave at 9 o'clock, and you guys were scheduled for 8 hours from like 1 to 9 and we're leaving on time, I'm like, what? Did something go wrong? Because most of my weddings before would always go over time. Even though I had something planned afterwards, I'd have to cancel because I'm at a wedding shoot. So learning that from you guys was a big thing. And obviously the final thing is obviously presentation. When I used to, well, a little bit now, but I'm working on it. I thought that the only thing that mattered was the gear that I brought and the final product. As long as the video looked good or the photos looked good at the end, learning the process of the business was the biggest thing. Making sure that you're presentable, because not only I'm selling myself, not just for that client, but also future clients. So that's the biggest thing. Interacting with them beforehand, trying to engage in a couple shoot, being professional, and also showing up presentable on the wedding day.
Hersey, tie your shoes.
even Mel, one of our other second shooters, I saw her getting on you near the end of the season being like, Hersey, you gotta tie your shoes. It made me laugh. But what I love most, and this is something I wanted to share about working with you, is that I feel like, especially now, like that you've worked with us now for over 2 years, that I feel like you get to really be yourself on a wedding day. Like, I'm sure you probably feel that. I don't know if you get to be like that when you work with other people, but by the time everybody gets together, you are best buddies with the guys. And I can tell that you're just like having so much fun. And I love that you also get to like really enjoy being there. It's not just like a job for you. Like, you're actually like loving it. You're into it. You're like, you know what I mean? The whole day, everyone's like, Hersey, Hersey, like every time they walk by. And to me, I think that that's just like a testament to who you are and how amazing you are, and not only how talented you are as well. Like, people don't, like, without your talent, like, your personality is like just as great as ours. I really do feel like you're such a good match with us when it comes to that.
Hey, because you guys allow me to be myself. That's the biggest thing. When I work with certain people, if I'm like a second shooter, I'll kind of shy away and let the first kind of take over. But with you guys, you have your key shots that I need to do, but everything else, hey, freestyle, which is what I love. And it's easy for me to be myself and be comfortable around the guests.
Yeah, I can't even count how many jokes that we tell each other through our little headsets through the day, you know?
That's the one feedback I'll have for you guys. You need to wear the headsets more.
The one time I wore the headset, the second I put it on, somebody goes, welcome to Tim Hortons, may I take your order? And I almost died, because I don't want to wear it. And this, do you not remember?
I remember.
Oh my God, I was mortified, but it was helpful. But I mostly just yelled at you the whole time. So I don't know, did you like that?
I prefer it because I'm able to react accordingly to the day. Because my hearing, as big as my ears are, it's not that good. And I remember when some of the shoots we didn't have a headset and I did not understand your hand signals.
Oh, I know. Like, Hersey, we're in a church and he's up top and he's still up top. The church has started. Everybody's inside and he's still up top. I'm like, get down here. And he's like, what? What?
Take a photo?
No. No, I'm like, come downstairs. And you're like, what? Meanwhile, with Mel, I just like do this and she knows.
But with the headset, Hersey, come down. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Perfect.
So true. I know. I need one just to be able to keep you boys in line, but...
Plus, you talk so soft. It's really hard to understand.
Do you think I talk soft? Or is it just...
Well, you talk a little bit soft because it's in a wedding, right? It's in a ceremony. You can't really be like, hey, Hersey! From a distance.
No, but I mean just general. Like, do you think when I'm talking to clients,
for example,
or
when she's guiding family photos, I usually have to repeat what she said because nobody heard her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think it's the height thing. I think it's the height thing.
Oh, it's my height.
It's a height thing.
Well, careful. Careful.
I'm joking. Maybe you should bring a whip. Yes.
Or your own microphone with like a little portable speaker. And you're just like... Or a megaphone.
He has seen me use my mic.
I've seen you do that before. Is that because people couldn't, weren't listening?
They don't hear me.
Oh, yeah, she goes on a power trip when she has the microphone.
I'm like, let's go. Let's get these done. Hersey or Hershey.
Or Herschel.
Or Herschel. Or Marshall, whatever. Thank you so much for coming today. I'm so excited that you were able to be on here and get to sort of talk a little bit about what it's like working with us. You were very kind. I was hoping you'd be a little bit, you know, but it's...
Hey, maybe next time.
Next time.
Got to build my way up. Yeah. Can't get you guys demonetized just yet.
Plus, he wants to work with us this year.
Exactly.
It's true. It's true. But yeah, we're excited for what's coming up again in 2024 and can't wait to work with you. And all the couples that get to work with you, I think, are going to be so excited now because they're going to get to know you a little bit, which they wouldn't have been able to really up until now. So
that's true. Yeah. Get to know us.
Get to know us. Thanks for watching. Bye.